Hare Krishna. The Gita is not just didactic but also therapeutic. When a patient goes to a doctor, the doctor gives a didactic explanation. Didactic means that which involves analysis, explanation, instruction. Gives a didactic analysis in which the doctor explains the diagnosis and the prescription. Tells the patient that this is what is wrong, gives the diagnosis, and after that, then gives the prescription. Okay, this is what you should do, this is what medicines you should take, this is what you should do, this is how you should do this. So now, the understanding the diagnosis and the prescription requires use of the intelligence. But the understanding the didactic part is itself not the treatment. It is after that when the patient starts taking the medicines regularly and follows the doctor's prescriptions overall, then that is the treatment part. So this is the therapy. So in normal medical treatment, the didactic part and the therapeutic part are different. In Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Yoga synthesizes the didactic and the therapeutic in a seamless harmony. To understand how, first let us look at what the didactic and the therapeutic mean in a spiritual context. The didactic part involves understanding philosophically what is wrong. We are all souls, but despite being eternal and transcendental, we are currently misidentifying with our temporary material bodies. This misidentification subjects us to various miseries, including the miseries of birth, old age, disease and death, the miseries of adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidaivik kleshas, the environmental miseries, the social miseries and the psychophysical miseries. Now all these comprise the disease and its symptoms. Now, when we move forward and look at this diagnosis, we understand further that, okay, I have forgotten Krishna, I have forgotten my spiritual understanding, that is my spiritual identity and purpose, that is the diagnosis. And along with that, now there is a treatment. What is the therapy part? The therapy part involves practicing yoga, which gradually raises us from our present material level of consciousness upwards to the spiritual level of consciousness. The Bhagavad Gita describes in 6.47, Yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana, that among all yogis, shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yukta tamo mataha, that among all yogis, that yogi who constantly thinks of me and remembers me is the topmost yogi. So Bhakti Yoga is the topmost yoga. And what does Bhakti Yoga involve? It involves, at one level, the didactic part involves understanding the philosophy as you discussed. In Bhakti Yoga, the therapy involves not just fixing the mind on some abstract conception of spirituality, but fixing the mind on the concrete absolute truth in a personal, in the highest personal manifestation, that is Krishna. So when one fixes the mind on Krishna, at that time one experiences spirituality in its fullest. And because Krishna is all attractive, fixing the mind on him is relatively easier as compared to other forms of yoga, and it is much more joyful. Now, normally we would say in other forms of yoga, there is intellectual analysis and then there is the practice. Or there is the intellectual analysis of the philosophy and then there is the practice of yoga. But in Bhakti Yoga, both of them are integrated. Because in Bhakti Yoga, when we study the message of Krishna, Krishna is absolute. So he and his words are non-different. And that's why when we are studying Krishna's message given in the Bhagavad Gita, we are doing the didactic part, understanding the diagnosis and the prescription, understanding the diagnosis. But along with that, we are also participating in the therapeutic part. Because when we are studying Krishna's words, Krishna is non-different from his words. So we are, through Krishna's words, contacting Krishna, connecting with Krishna, remembering Krishna. And thereby, we are curing our spiritual amnesia just by studying the words of Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita in 18.70 points to this didactic therapeutic synthesis. Adhishyate chayayamam dharmyam samvadamavayo jnanayagyena tenaham ishtasyamiti me matihi. So Krishna says, adhishyate chayayamam, one who studies this dharmyam samvadamavayo, sacred conversation of ours, jnanayagyena tenaham. And such a person is practicing jnana yagya. Jnana yagya is worshipping me with the intelligence. Ishtasyam iti me matihi is practicing the sacrifice of knowledge and is worshipping me with the intelligence. So, normally, study is considered intellectual. It is the didactic part. And worship is considered devotional activity. That would be a therapeutic part. But Bhagavad Gita is saying that the didactic and the therapeutic are integrated together. And just normally, when we just go and understand and try to understand what the doctor is telling us, that doesn't cure us. That explains us what we should do so that we will get cured. But when we are studying the Bhagavad Gita, that itself is a part of the cure. Because we are remembering Krishna, and remembering Krishna is the essence of curing ourselves through spiritual therapy or bhakti yoga. Now, although studying the Bhagavad Gita is a worship of Krishna, it is a worship of Krishna when we are at least conscious or open to become conscious of the connection of Krishna's message with Krishna. But unfortunately, some people who study the Bhagavad Gita with an impersonal bias or an anti-devotional, hypercritical attitude, such people separate the Bhagavad Gita from Krishna. They consider the Bhagavad Gita to be some abstract philosophical treatise given by some anonymous genius, some wise sage, or someone, they say it doesn't matter. And they consider Krishna to be a metaphorical or a poetic literary device. And they divorce the two. They do not see the integrity, the harmony between the Krishna's words and Krishna. So when they divorce Krishna and his words, then for them, they also rupture thereby the didactic therapeutic synthesis that is there in the Bhagavad Gita. And therefore, they may study the Bhagavad Gita a lot, but sometimes they may just reinforce their preconceptions and misconceptions by that study and not get spiritually healed by its study. So, fortunately, if we can avoid such a biased study, and if we can study it a devotion with the Bhagavad Gita with a devotional disposition, or if it's not possible to study with a devotional disposition, then at least with an open-minded attitude, let me find out what the Bhagavad Gita is telling. Let me not bring my own conceptions into the Gita. Let me just open myself to understand what the Bhagavad Gita is saying. Then we can ourselves experience the didactic therapeutic blend. Because we will, as we study the Gita more and more, we will realize and relish. We realize its wisdom and relish the sweetness of Krishna coming through the Gita's message. And in that way, our heart will become attracted, our heart to Krishna, our heart will become purified of the illusions and the misconceptions that cause our forgetfulness. And in that way, we will become spiritually healed and prepared to return back to Krishna for eternal life of spiritual happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.